Bernie Sanders earns massive endorsement from Progressive Coalition. By Hannah Blow on December 10, 2019. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, this week earned the endorsement of the Center for Popular Democracy Action, a coalition comprised of dozens of progressive groups, marking its first official presidential endorsement. The coalition, which boasts of roughly 600,000 members and over 40 progressive groups, announced its official endorsement on Tuesday. Sanders edged out Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Julian Castro, D, both of whom were under consideration in November, with an overwhelming majority. CPD action narrowed the candidate field to Sanders or Warren, and Vermont Socialist Senator ultimately secured the endorsement with 75% of the vote. CPD Action's co-executive director Jennifer Epps Addison said, "Bernie Sanders is the powerful movement candidate we need to defeat Donald Trump. From ending mass incarceration and deportations to the $15 minimum wage and Medicare for all, Sanders is working hand-in-hand with our communities to champion the policies that we need to thrive." Co-executive director Anna Maria Urquia added the group considers Sanders a champion for people who have been historically forced to the margins. "The dignity and safety of immigrant communities, communities of color and working-class people are on the ballot in 2020. In endorsing Senator Bernie Sanders, our network has chosen a champion for people who have been historically forced to the margins." The massive endorsement signals that Sanders' post-heart attack comeback is more than just hype. "What Bernie Sanders has built, it is not arguable," Epps Addison said, according to the New York Times. "It's an exciting and different energy than we've seen in the Democratic base. The current Real Clear Politics average reflects the Sanders surge. He now leads Warren, taking her previously held second-place position with 16.5% support to her 14.3%. Center for Popular Democracy has a group of 53 affiliates and partners in 131 cities across 34 states, as well as Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C., The Hill reports.